We should be like Atisha's disciple, Lama Dramtumpa, who said, "Whenever I study, I also contemplate and meditate. Whenever I contemplate, I also study and meditate. And whenever I meditate, I always study and contemplate." This threefold approach protects one from ever entering wrong paths or being misguided by erroneous instructions. The most subtle level of consciousness is pure and free from stains, and is possessed by all sentient beings. In this sense, all living beings are equal. We all share the same situation. When the correct conditions come together, our Buddha nature will evolve into omniscient Buddhahood. If we apply ourselves to the teachings by means of study, critical analysis, and meditation, there is no reason for us not to experience the inner qualities that eliminate negativities from within the mind. These inner qualities are like antidotes that counteract the poisonous influence of the negative mind. Through prolonged familiarity with the meditative antidotes, the force of mental distortion and emotional affliction eventually subsides, and the mind arises in its pure, undistorted state. Although the Buddha in us is still quite small compared to a fully enlightened one, full Buddhahood is not something we cannot attain. Imperfection can be systematically eliminated from within the mind, and every quality of realization can be generated through correct training. All that is required is the cultivation of certain conditions.